The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
What do you feel about funnels? So, you know, my funnels can be great. And I am a, I'm a big fan of Russell Brunson, who's the owner of ClickFunnels. In fact, I don't always show these off and brag a little bit, but if you look over there, I have, three of his, big dog awards. One is we have one funnel that's done 10 million and two other funnels. I think we have three now, funnels that have done over a million. So I'm a big fan of ClickFunnels, big fan of the concept of funnels. Here's the problem. Okay. Here's the problem is most people, they hear the concept of funnel and they think they don't hear funnel. They hear magic. Right. And so I'm just here to tell you, funnels aren't magic. All right. So a funnel, wait for it. Funnels. So what does a funnel do? It takes a lot of something and makes it into fewer somethings. So a lot of times someone who isn't generating any leads at all, they're like, man, I just need a funnel. Do you need a funnel? So if, I don't know how to say this. So let's say I'm in the desert and I'm really thirsty. Oh man. Oh, I'm so thirsty. I'm so thirsty. And I have a glass, but it's empty, sad face. Am I going around saying, I just need a funnel. If only I had a funnel that would funnel the rain into my glass. But there's no rain and there's no water. You don't need a funnel. You need water. And what's water? Leads. That's what you need. Leads. So people without leads are like, I need a funnel because then it'll funnel my, well, it's going to funnel something. And I think people think that like a funnel, like you clip it on, like it's got these little clip-ons and you clip it onto social media, clip, screw it in a little bit and twist it down at the bottom. All right, let it rip. And like it sucks down leads or something. No. You have to generate the leads, and then the leads, if you have a funnel, they go through a funnel, a bunch of them come in, a few of them spit out. That's the deal. That's how it works. So if you, let's run the scenario, right? Let's run the scenario. So let's say that you're TikToking it up and you're just killing it. You got the hip hop musics and you got the making it happen and the points and the this and the that. And you're just generating a ton of leads, but you realize that they're really crappy leads. Like you connect and you're like, hi, we connected on TikTok. And they're like, you suck. I hate your guts. Oh, you burn. Right? You're like, ooh, that's no funds. Well, if you got a whole bunch of leads everywhere, right? You may need a funnel so that you're not wasting time on so many leads. Too often, though, way more often than not, people with no leads want a funnel, and it makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. So here's what you do when you don't have any leads. You make it really simple. You have call to actions like, hey, message me. Hey, drop me a comment. Hey, feel free to reach out to me. I don't want to send them away from Facebook. I don't want to send them away from, wherever, anywhere. I just want them to do the lowest. If I'm not getting any leads, then there's something drastically wrong with my marketing psychology. It means I am missing something. Right? Like there's something, there's a wire, there's a red one here and it's crossing a green one. It's short circuiting me. Like if I'm not generating leads, then I am intellectually lazy and I need to figure out how to generate leads step one before I need a funnel. So I want to make it super easy, super easy. Drop me a comment, send me a message. I don't want to send them to some complex sales copy with, you know, opt-in that, and by the way, our very best pages get, I mean, our very best 60% opt-in. So that means 10 people go, 6 people go down the funnel. That's our very best. Now most are 20%, 30%. So that means 10 go, 2 or 3 come. Well, if you don't have leads, don't you want to talk to more people? But if you have too many leads and they suck, then funnel it up.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.